Watch your favorite ESPN Syracuse sports talk shows on QSportsTalk.com. This is Orange Nation with Stephen Bonte and Paulie Sebelia.
Hour number two of Orange Nation underway on ESPN Radio. Paulie's out. Stephen Bonte, Mario Sacco with you up until 3 o'clock. And we kick off hour number two by bringing on one of our regular guests. He's brought to you every week by CH Insurance. SU great Etan Thomas joining us on the show. Etan, always great to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. I'm curious to get your impressions and observations from last night's win. I know it was just Pittsburgh, but it felt like, at least for me, an encouraging performance on both ends of the court, especially on defense. I thought defensively Syracuse played really well in the second half. What stood out to you last night about this team?
Well, you know, I don't think that the last few games that we lost, I don't think that we necessarily were playing bad. I thought we played well. We just didn't win. Certain things happened at the end of the game that caused the game to go one way or the other, and it just didn't go in our favor. I know Coach Boeheim is stressing a lot of defense. I saw, you know, last night that we did play a lot better defensively in the second half. But I'm still not that big of a fan of Jesse running from three-point line to three-point line. I'm just not a fan of that, you know, running from one corner to the next, and then it takes him out of position for rebounding, and he's trying to, you know, you have a seven-footer trying to crash the boards from the outside, and he gets little quick little fouls. I'm just not a big fan of it at all. But, you know, I do think that a lot of the times, especially when we have a, you know, face a team that can really knock down threes, we're going to have to cover them a lot better. So I do agree with Coach Boeheim from that standpoint.
Etan, you talked about Jesse there, 12 points, 8 rebounds last night, but he's fouled out in 5 consecutive games. How do you change that?
I mean, it's tough. You know, like I said, I think he's running over all over on the court a little bit too much. I you know, he's a great shot blocker. He's a great shot, you know, he alters shots. If there was a category for alters shots, he would be, you know, one of the top in the nation. And he just has to pick his spots. But so much is relying upon him to make every single defensive play. Sometimes you can't make them. So last night, the big fella, he was for Pitt. He was really aggressive. He was aggressive, attacking and everything like that. And he has to pick his spots. If the way that he's attacking, if he goes, you know, to meet him, he's going to get quick fouls. So it's a tough position to be in. But I will say that a big man is supposed to get at least a few good fouls every game. You know what I mean? That's your big man's supposed to do that. But, you know, I think he's doing a great job overall, especially with not getting the ball the way that he should be getting it.
You know, speaking of fouls, Etan, you go back to that last one he committed against Wake Forest on Saturday where, you know, just over 9 minutes to go, Joe turns it over and he's the only guy back on defense and it's basically mano a mano. And, you know, being a shot blocker, and, you know, you can relate to this, being a shot blocker, your instinct, and Jesse said this after the game, my instinct was to try to block the shot. He got called for the foul and he's out of the game with 9 minutes to go. Is that right? A learning experience for him, Etan, the fact that the more he plays, he's going to be aware of score and time and the fact he's got 4 fouls and maybe he should let him go? I mean, how would you deal with that kind of situation as you went on in your career? You know, you got 4 fouls, you know you're important to the team, you got to stay in the game, but also you're a shot blocker and your instinct is to go after it and try to block the shot.
Well, one of the things that happens when you're a great shot blocker like Jesse is that sometimes the guards on the perimeter will kind of funnel people towards you. That's what happens because they know that you can have their back, you can block the shot. However, that is also a way that could get you into foul trouble. So sometimes Jesse is going to have to get on his guards, whoever they are, and tell them to stay in front of their man, to stay them to rotate earlier, to not let the man blow by them and just rely on his incredible shot blocking skills, because a lot of times that does get him into foul trouble.
Let's look at the offensive side of things. And yes, Jesse is still learning this game. Let's you know, pick it up from he's still young and still raw talent, and you got a weapon like Buddy Boeheim on the offensive side. How do you utilize that as a big man and make yourself more presentable? You said he should be getting more touches down low. How do you utilize that on the offensive side of things?
So one of the things that Jesse does well is setting the drag screen in transition. He runs down. That's when you're changing sides of the floor, and he runs down, sets a pick, and then just rolls to the basket. I think setting that, especially for Jesse, I mean, even, you know, for Gerard, for whoever, they should hit him on that roll to make the defense respond to him, to collapse. He does a good job of kicking the ball out if it's not open for him. But then he's done a great job of also finishing once he gets that role. I think utilizing that, especially with Buddy, is going to help Buddy get open more because people are going to have to respect the role. Right now, people are able to, double team Buddy and make sure that you have somebody, you know, stuck to Buddy all the time because we're not utilizing some of the other players the way that we should. That would open up things for him. Buddy is playing great. Like, I don't have a bad thing to say about Buddy. But he's also... When you play great the way that he has, you're the focal point on the scouting report. So the scouting report is going to say, do not let him get open shots. But a way to help him free up, and get open a little bit better is by going inside out. So that's one thing I think that we should utilize a lot more.
Is that screen being set too high, or is that designed in the offense that you talk about? Because you talk about, getting him down on the blocks and being able to score. Sometimes he's setting that screen 30, 35 feet away from the hoop.
Well, the good thing is that we have incredible guards that can knock down that shot, a few steps away from the three-point line, so they have to respect it. But you just have to sometimes also give the ball to Jesse so that they have to respect the role as well. If you have his man jump out on the screen and he's rolling wide open, that kind of negates the emphasis of the actual screen. But yeah, Gerard can shoot a couple steps away from the 3-point line. So can Buddy. I don't have an issue with where they set the screen. It's just a matter of hitting him when he rolls.
So we saw on Saturday, Atan, that when Jesse fouled out of the game, they decided to go small and they put Jimmy Boeheim in the five spot and not Frank Anselm. And we saw Frank play limited minutes against Wake. He played 7 minutes last night. Did some good things. Had a steal, 3 rebounds. But what would you like to see out of Frank moving forward that maybe can earn him some extra minutes so that when Jesse does, need a blow or gets into foul trouble, that it's Frank going into the game and that there's not a big drop off between Jesse and what the what the next guy can do?
I mean, I think Frank just needs to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, he comes in, he plays aggressive, he plays physical, he gets rebounds. He's great. Like, I don't have a bad thing to say about him. I think that what he's doing is great. Sometimes coach just goes in a different direction. I personally don't really like Jimmy at the five. I like him more playing at the four. He has this nice little thing that he does in the baseline, this turnaround that he gets. I think we need to utilize that a lot more because Jimmy can knock that down. But I like that. I like that from the four spot. I think it's putting him a little bit in a disadvantage, at the five. That's not really, his strength. But, I also would like to see Benny get a lot more time. That's somebody that I'm a little bit worried about, to be honest with you. I don't want to bring this up, but I watched Kadari against UConn, Seton Hall, UConn, and I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, he should be playing for us. It was like painful to watch. He lit him up for like 27 points, had like 16 straight or something crazy. And I always saw that in him. And a lot of people saw that he could. I don't want to next year be talking about seeing Benny playing for somebody else. And of course, he's saying all the right things like he's supposed to now. He's just going to keep working hard and everything like that. But I'm pretty sure these other, coaches, I don't know what the rules are, but I know they're talking to him and telling him, hey, it'll be a different situation over here. But he's too good of a player to stay on the bench. Same as Kadari. I could compare the two. So I would like to see Benny get a lot more time, a lot more, not yo-yo where you're in and out, but actually be able to, play through mistakes, get a rhythm, and really show what he can do.
Is it more thinking too much out there on the floor that you're seeing out of Benny right now?
Well, of course. I mean, when you're being pulled after every single mistake, that's like just a situation. Now, next year, he sticks it through, it'll be completely different. Next year, he'll be the one that's in the main rotation that can play through mistakes and do everything. But right now, he's on the outside looking in. And in his role, he has to almost play without making mistakes. And it's kind of impossible to be able to do that. But it just depends on how he sticks it out. If he sticks it out, I think it'll be great for him next year. Continue to work hard, keep the right attitude, but it's also a lot easier said than done. I understand being in that position where you can do no right, where you run up and down the court twice and it's like you get snatched out and like, what did I do? I wasn't even there long enough to do anything wrong. I'd see it on his face. So that's why I said I was just a little bit worried about him, but, you know, he's a special player, and I've seen him, you know, for many years out here in the DMV, and he can play. So I just hope we keep his special talent.
Last one for you, Tan, before we get you out of here. At 8-8 right now, you know, you said that during this three-game losing streak, it's not that Syracuse was playing poorly, they just didn't get the wins. But obviously their resume right now is not, you know, nearly close to being NCAA tournament worthy. They got a lot of work to do. With that being said, do you think this team can go on a little bit of a run here and get hot? And, you know, I know they got Duke coming up here, but, you know, maybe win these three home games in a row before Duke. And then, you know, maybe go on a little bit of a run after that. You think they could play their way back into tournament consideration?
I mean, I really think that's kind of like for us to talk about. I think that they need to just focus one game at a time. You know what I mean? So it's two different things. Like for them, just focus on improving every single game. The things that you did a little bit better, you know, Coach Boeheim talked about he liked the defense in the second half. Okay, improve on that. You know, improve on, you know, that's how they need to take it. If they start looking too far ahead, they're going to get ahead of themselves, and they can't do that. You know, just one game at a time and not let the chatter that we all do, you know, kind of affect them at all.
All right, Tan, great stuff as always. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good one, fellas.
Take care, all right, you Tom. Too. That's Tan Thomas, brought to you every week by CH Insurance. And with that, we'll take a timeout. We've got another interview on the other side. Stephen Bailey from 24/7 Sports. As we switch gears here a little bit, we'll talk some SU football with Stephen Bailey on the other side. An important commitment for the program coming in late last night. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.